She's better than perfect, but she doesn't know. Reach for the sun, she's a flower, oh, so pleasant. Knows she'll grow, stuck below. A deep knowing from her essence, a tiny seed.
Hello, good morning. This is Auroville Radio TV. I'm here with Betty Cross. Very happy to welcome you at the radio. Betty, you're from AVI Germany,
yes.
Sri Aurobindo Society, and you're a healer practitioner related to flower remedies.
Yes.
I'm happy to record you for the Colibri Project number 2, and I'd be happy to hear your story.
I'm a healer in many different aspects, and I have been here in Auroville 16 years ago, and I got to know Vandana, Dr. Vandana, who's working with the flower remedies. And we liked each other in a certain way because I had some experiences she could pick up. So I saw that she was working with flower remedies, but I had no interest in flower remedies. So at one point back in Germany, I come here every year, so I heard mother talking to me into my left ear, said, you go back to Auroville and you will bring some flower remedies to Germany. First, I didn't believe that she was talking to me so loud. You know, I really could hear her voice. And then I said, okay, I better do this if she says this to me.
Wait, so how did she tell it to you?
I was just in my room. You know, I have a little room at home where I do all the healing session and my meditation. I think I was just cleaning something, dusting something. It was not like in a deep meditation. And so I decided to go back. I spent some longer time here that time, I believe. I met Vandana again, Dr. Vandana, and at that time we had already a little deeper connection. And I told her I should bring flower remedies to Germany. And she was always willing to give them to people that they can take them home. But I knew it did not have to do with a personal healing situation, like, you know, taking flower essence home for me because I have a problem or I want to solve an issue or I want to do more progress. So I knew it had to do with Germany. I knew this. So I still remember sitting with Vandana and she said, Betty, how do you want to do that? You want to go through Germany with the flower essences in your suitcase? I said, I have no idea. Maybe this is what I do. I have no idea. I just take them. There were 12 remedies.
How about. Did you choose the 12?
I chose them together with Vandana. Okay. So okay. We had a lot of flower remedies placed on her desk. And we chose. And I just remember she always laughed and smiled when I took one. And she felt so right about the one I chose. So that was very beautiful. At that time, I was very blessed. I could work as a healer in a health center in Germany, which is not very common that you can do this in Germany. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a homeopath. You know, I'm just have these little things in my pocket. So she allowed me to do that, and it was very, very beautiful. So whenever she had a patient where she thought this patient is open enough to go to me, you know, so working with the flower essence, but also doing my healing work, I'm working in the subtle body, you know, to clear issues. So I was very happy that she sent patients to me, you know, and I had a very good status because a doctor sent them to me in Germany. So I, little by little, you know, I explored the essences, and this patient didn't know that I didn't know, but it was perfect. Besides one woman, I gave something, and she said, Betty, never ever, I cannot sleep. So I gave something which was not not good for her. And I said, oh, they are pretty strong, this essence. But all the others, they were just glooming, shining, issues were solved, just like boom.
What do you mean, boom? It means like you lay down, you ask the patient to lay down and then they just smell? No. How does it work then?
Oh, the flower essences, it's like a Bach flower, you might know. You have the essence, they are made by Dr. Vandana. And you just take some drops in some water.
You swallow it?
You swallow that. You know, it's not... Maybe you can put them on you too. I haven't tried. Maybe the next step I do this. No, you swallow that. Internally. So, 2 times a day, 3 times a day. You know, I was a little careful not to put too much into the patients. So they took a bottle home and I said, take it this way, take it that way, and please give a report. So I had this report and I just remember one young woman at the receptionist, you know, she was always a little sad, you know. And she got a flower called Sacramental Sun. And it's a ball, it's like a ball, it has like beams. And the next day, the next day I saw her, she was already shining. It was really beautiful, it was just coming out of her light and her whole beingness. So that was very beautiful. And I got some trust. So, but I knew this was not the real calling for my work in connection with the essence.
She says specifically for Germany.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. So I knew, get some more courage, you know, do something different. And then I got to know Isa from, I think many people know her, from... She opened a center in Berlin, and she invited me to do a workshop in the center in Berlin, she opened a center. So I knew this is what I have to do now. So I took my 12, by now I have about 60, but that time I had only 12, my little friends by now. And I put out an invitation for a workshop. I had no idea what to do. I remember that I wrote on top of my flyer, experimental workshop. So just to be sure, not to say we're going to do this or that, you know, just come together. And the people are, I think they were about 15 maybe, something like that. And they were all very eager and very dedicated to go with the theme, because I had written that the essences I'm bringing, they have to do with Germany. You know, I told a little bit in the flyer about my story. So these people came, very beautiful, all very dedicated, and so that, okay, let's do. What are we doing now? So I put a nice bouquet of flowers in the middle, and we did a meditation, like what Mother shared with us, how we can connect with the flower so that we get in connection with the aspiration of the flower. And I shared a little bit. So whatever your aspiration is in you that connects to the aspiration in the flower, that's why you're drawn to particular this flower. So I just were, you know, kind of moving around, and it was really very, very, very beautiful. And then, of course, I had said we want to do it for Germany. So how can we do this for the collective past, you know, from the Second World War, all this pain still in Germany, all the bondage? And I had no idea what to do it. And I knew they expected that I have the lead. Of course, understandable, you know, and I was like, what can I do now? And then we just trusted and said, okay, let's just see between these 12 remedies we have, which one we should use to start with. Because we had the idea, if I use it for myself and I get healed from a certain issue, that heals the collective, which is true, because when I'm healed, it spreads out in the world. But not every essence I take, it's good for the next person. So we had one little essence, it's called fearlessness. And we thought, oh, this is great, you know, we have to have this. Not knowing that you cannot go with your mind by a name to use them. We just thought, that sounds nice, you know. And we thought, yes, it's good for Germany, you know, to just really stand up for your light and, you know, all this.
Do the people there had like a specific one with Germany, with the Second World War?
I think in Germany, everybody has it. Unconsciously, because we are influenced or we are raised by parents, my age at least, which were in the Second World War, have issues, and I know it's transported to us. So it's a little difficult because you haven't been in the World War, but you have the emotions in you which are connected to the Second World War, like fear. My mother-in-law, when someone knocked at the door or rang the bell, she was frightened that someone would come and, you know, bring her to the concentration camp. So you have this hidden emotions. You don't feel worth because, you know, you did this horrible thing, or our parents did the horrible thing with the Jewish people, you know, started the Second World War.
Do you talk about that?
Yeah, of course. We talk about this. That was part of the healing work we wanted to do. So we explored with the essences what's going on in you. But I just let me briefly say that with the fearlessness, giving it to everybody, it's not good. We realized that you have to look at your own issue, and we were writing down the different experiences that everybody made, and next time we came together, we started sharing about it and looking what's new in your life. We always did it with the intent not just to be healed individual, but always with the intent to have a collective healing.
What happened
in Germany? I don't know. There was one person, had nothing to do with fearlessness, but she took union with the divine will. I think it's the name of the... it's one with the divine will. So this person thought, yeah, I want it. This is beautiful. You know, this helps me. This helps Germany. And the issues which came up was, I don't want it. You know, it's all a lie. I want to have my own way to go. So all the issues came up, and you could really connect it that this is also something what is happening in Germany. So after a while taking the essence, it changed. So this person got relaxed and said, oh, it's something good to be in union, you know, that my will is serving the divine's will.
Did you heal specific people from the concentration camp?
That's a big question. Because there's so many. I think it just comes, one person comes in my mind right now, she said she had always fear about living, fear about being wrong, anything. And she came back, she looked really changed. I could see that her whole body had changed. I saw the light in her eyes, and she said, I wake up and I don't have fear anymore. So I think that's a healing. You can put it one-to-one into the collective. So to just trust your own being, yeah.
You're really my colibri. You're like helping one by one by one.
Yes.
And then the collective.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I have maybe another one, not so much with Germany, but it's all intermingled. There is one person, she had very deep, deep sadness. And we always knew in my healing work that it was not just hers. It's like, you know, a burden, what you said before, you know, it's a burden. And yes, she had a personal issue because one of her, I think her sister, died in an accident long time back. But it was intermingled with something that's not just yours. It belongs to someone else or the whole atmosphere. And she got the essence called grief. And it was difficult for her to take it, because she got into deeper grief. But it meant that all the grief came out. She was for some weeks, she was really in grief. But at the same time, she felt the support in her, with a little essence. I didn't do sessions with her, you know, talking about the grief, doing all my healing, whatever. Working in her subtle body, I didn't do that. I said, now you just take this, and it was also given to her, recommended by Dr. Vandana. And yeah, after some weeks, she started shining, and the grief was gone. And now when she talks about certain things, where I always felt before, there's something behind, you know, she cannot really be open, it's all gone. So these flowers are really power flowers. So for me personally, I will always love the flower essences, and they will be on my side, I know this. But I also understand that for me, the guidance of Mother was, I hear her laughing, there will be a time I take the training wheels away from you, and then you're just in this clear consciousness without having needing, you know, my 12 and now 60 friends with me. But I still use them, yes. And the flowers, they are made in a very simple way, just some Ganges water, because it doesn't change. And you just put the flowers in it, and you have your certain, your consciousness. That's it. The flower knows what to do. It's really beautiful. And I think with the colibri, it just fits so beautiful. You know, the flower and colibri. I just see the little colibri eating the flower, little fruits in it. So yeah, it's really beautiful.
And also this idea that if you want to heal a whole country, you have to begin just by your neighbor.
Absolutely.
By yourself.
Yes.
By the people,
yes,
around you.
Yes. Yes. Remedies make you smile. They really do.
I understand.
Really beautiful.
That must have been. But I don't care. I feel the way your shoulders.